Welcome to Let's Grow. This is a personal development podcast, and I'm your host, Jeremy A. Taylor, but you can call me JT. Whether it's a short message from yours truly or an interview with a special guest, this is your place for weekly encouragement to keep going and growing. My goal here is simple, to leave you better than I found you. And I know your time is valuable, so let's dive right in. What is up, my friend? This is JT, and you're listening to the Let's Grow podcast. Welcome back. If you are a veteran listener, if not, that's okay. If you're a first-time listener, I appreciate you just as much. Thank you so much for choosing to invest some of your time here. What you can find here are real conversations with real people designed with one thing in mind, to encourage you and to help you grow. My goal is always to bless you through this podcast, whether it be a personal story of mine or an insight that I have or some practical applications that I'm working through that may be able to add value to you, or a conversation with a friend and introducing you to their story and giving you an opportunity to learn from people that I've learned from. We just always want to have genuine, authentic conversations with people who are relatable. And speaking of that, man, I got to give a shout out to, some folks who, anyone that is personally in my space, let me know that they're listening to the podcast because, truth be told, as these episodes are published on a number of different platforms, yeah, there are some analytics and you can take a look in the back office, set up and kind of see where different people are listening and where they're from. But ultimately, unless people leave reviews or unless you get messages, emails, social media DMs, then it's really hard to track or to see or to know who's listening and where they're listening from. All that to be said, recently I've had a couple of friends reach out to me, and whether it be in face-to-face conversation or just through a text message, and let me know that, man, I'm really enjoying the podcast. And that means so much to me, because oftentimes you don't think that maybe some of the folks who are closest to you are paying that much attention to the content that you put out. And so just shout out to, the people who I know. Obviously, if I don't know you, you're just as special to me. You're just as important. But I just wanted to say that real quick. I don't take lightly the opportunity and responsibility of using my voice to encourage, equip, empower, and encourage people. That's what I feel like my life's calling is, my life's work. And so I love what I get to do, and I love utilizing the podcast to do that as well. Free additional content where I can just chop it up and talk about life and, share some things that hopefully can help you keep going and growing. So with that being said, today, I wasn't even planning on recording a podcast. I was actually getting ready to head outside, do some yard work, was going to get some weed eating in, pick up a little bit. And actually, I need to get my budding gear and finish doing some painting in the house. I got plenty of projects to do around the house. But as I was getting ready to step outside for some yard work, it started raining. And I said, let's utilize this time to record a podcast and chop it up a little bit, talk a little bit about, this season that we're in of being kind of in the middle of the year. And this came up in discussion in a workshop that I hosted. I hosted my first standalone workshop just yesterday, actually. And it was exciting. I didn't really know what to anticipate as far as how many people would register, sign up. Traditionally in my work, I'm booked for a conference, whether it be a keynote or breakout sessions, or I'm booked to come in with an organization and deliver a keynote in addition to an event that they're hosting right on site, or a half-day workshop with a group of leaders. So that's kind of traditionally what my work has looked like. I had yet in my nearly 10-year public speaking career, before too long, it'll be 10 years. I'd yet to host my first event, standalone event, where people would register, right? To come to a specific location where I have set up a space for us to work through some personal and professional development. And that took place yesterday. And so I'm really excited about that. I think we had a great time. I think anyone who does the work that I do, or anyone who wants to do what they do and do it well, rather, can be critical, you know, with your performance. And so I'm looking back and immediately, you know, I'm thinking about things that I could have done differently or said differently, or, you know, the flow of the day and what we talked about, what we worked through. Was it as beneficial as I would hope that it would have been for the people who were in the room? And ultimately, I think we had a great time. I think, you know, the goal, one, is if you can walk away from any situation, any personal development, any professional development setting, and be able to apply something to your life and know that it's going to help you take the next best step or help you move in the direction of your preferred future, or becoming the best version of yourself, adding more value in your home, at work, in your community, ultimately, that's a win, right? But I always want people to know that they're valued, right? That I value your time. I value your existence as a person, as a human being. I don't want to talk at you. I don't want to talk down to you. My goal isn't to tell you what to do or what to think or how to think or how to live your life or how to do your work. But more so than not, instead of a bunch of selling and telling, help you to assess and reflect and maybe ask some questions, right? Slow down and ask yourself some questions that maybe you haven't been asking, to give yourself an opportunity to maybe think through some things in a way that you haven't been thinking, which could potentially lead to you making an adjustment, one small adjustment that over time could lead to big results. So on that note, what I want to talk about today is something that came up in that conversation yesterday, which, being in the middle of the year right now, I'm recording this on August 20th. So we're a little past the halfway mark of 2022. And the title of yesterday's event was Recharge and Refocus, right? Simplifying things, getting back to square one, getting, you know, focusing on the fundamentals, thinking about ways to recalibrate ourselves and make sure that we are investing our time, energy, and resources in the things that are actually helping us grow and serve others better, right? Helping us show up, helping us serve others, and ultimately working toward simplifying our life in order to do that. I think as adults and as people, we do a really good job of adding more things to our plate. You know, in a conversation recently with a friend, I mentioned that the term subscribe, that oftentimes we get frustrated, we get bogged down with things, with the things in life that we have subscribed to, without realizing that ultimately we've signed up for it. You know, and in that application, my friend mentioned, you know, that's a great word choice, subscribe, because you think about, you know, our streaming platforms that we've subscribed to, right? And it seems like the business model now, currently, the trend is subscription services, right? You getting a product or a service on a monthly basis, and that charge coming directly out of your checking account, right? You get that $199 ding, that $699 ding, that $67 ding. You get those email updates, right? Your email inbox is flooded. You're continually being marketed to by those subscription services. But when I think about the things in life that we subscribe to, you know, we've signed up to go to this event. We've signed up to work here, to do that, to go there, right? And so we get overwhelmed, and then we get worn down. And next thing you know, we find ourselves in the middle of a year or at any given season of our life. And we look up and wow, we're farther off track from where we want to be or where we thought we were going than we realize, right? Because of the things oftentimes that we have signed up for, we've added that to our plate. And we have to be mature enough, responsible enough to say, you know what? This is no one else. You know, no one else is at fault here but myself. That's not to push you around or punch you on the chin or uppercut you. It's just saying that, okay, I have to think to myself, if I'm busy, if I'm worn out, if I'm frustrated, if I'm tired, if I'm discombobulated, if I'm in a funk, right? Unless there's something medically going on, and there's some other things that I need to work through or consider or get checked out, then if I'm just frustrated about being at a place that I don't want to be at, I have to consider, what are my choices? What am I saying yes to? Because when I say yes to something, I'm saying no to something else, right? Every time I say yes to something outside of my house, I'm saying no to what's happening inside my house, particularly the people that are in my house, my wife and my son, right? You picking up what I'm putting down here? So we have to be able to honestly say, I put a lot of these things here and some of these things aren't serving me, or I'm cultivating habits that aren't helping me develop into the person that I want to be, right? I'm spending time in spaces, at places, with certain people that isn't really helping me become the person that I want to become, so that I can do the things that I want to do and impact the world that the way that I want to impact the world, right? So that comes full circle with this big idea yesterday that we discussed during recharge and refocus, of asking three big questions in regards to where we're currently at, right? The path that we're moving on in this particular year, and what it is that we would like to accomplish. Now, I'm not saying that we should that your identity and that you should survey your success, or that your success is contingent upon what you get done in a given year. That's not what I'm saying here, right? So don't mistake the fact that I'm all right. So I understand here that I'm not trying to say that we should have a bunch of goals every year, and in order for us to have lived the life that we should have, or for a year to have been successful, that we have to check a bunch of boxes, right? We have had to accomplish X number of things, right? To each their own. Whatever your goals are, whatever you're moving toward, that's on you. What I'm saying here is we can oftentimes find ourselves at a place where we realize, okay, I'm not doing the things that I said I was going to do. And that is in large part because I'm not becoming the person that I want to become. So what are the things that I need? How do I assess this? And so these three big questions I want to offer you before we close down this episode. And it goes like this. What's one thing that I need to stop doing? These are things that oftentimes I work through at the end of a year so I can assess and reflect. But I think this serves as a great checkpoint in the middle of the year. What are some things that I need to stop doing, right? What are some things that I need to start doing? And what are some things that I need to keep doing? Okay? Three simple questions, guys, that honestly, in my opinion, can be transformative. What do I need to stop doing, start doing, and keep doing? What are some things that I know that are not adding value to my life or the lives of the people around you or around me, right? What are some things that I know are not helping me become the person that I want to become? What are things that I'm doing? What are habits that I have, started cultivating because of because of my daily routine, because I haven't been intentional about it? What are things that I need to stop doing, right? Is it I've allowed myself to slip up and I'm going to bed way later than I need to go? Then I need to go to bed, and I'm not getting the rest that I need to get. And since I'm not getting the rest that I need to get, I'm starting my day tired. I'm frustrated, right? I'm grumpy. I'm not fun to work with. I don't have the energy that I need to bring to my work to do a great job. I'm starting to feel funky, right? On most days, because I've allowed myself to slip. So it may be, and I'm just giving you an example of one thing. Is that something that you need to stop, right? It could be a number of things, whether it be work-related, health-related, financial-related, relationally, right, with your spouse or with a friend or another family member. What is it that I need to stop doing, right, in order for me to get back on track, moving in the direction I want to go in? What do I need to start doing? What's something that I have procrastinated on? And by the way, on that stop, here's something else as well. If you've had something on your list for a number of years, right? If you've had something on your to-do list, or you've had an aspiration to do something, sometimes you just have to come to a point where you say, okay, either I'm going to make a move right now, or I'm going to pull the plug. I'm going to cut the cord. I'm going to cross that off my list. I'm going to let go of that. That's something that I need to just release, and I need to let go of the burden, because I procrastinated on it far too long. I'm either going to do it now or I'm going to completely just let that go, right? Release it. So that's another idea when I think about stopping something, right? But what do I need to start doing, okay? What is it that I haven't been doing this year that I know if I start doing right now, it's going to set me up for success? What is it that maybe it's time to start budgeting? I'm going to be transparent with you. I'm not great at budgeting, right? And I know that that's something that I need to be even more intentional on in order to move the, you know, move our finances in the direction that they need to go. All right. Thankfully, we're blessed. We're healthy. God continues to provide, right? We're in a place that, I'm happy about, I'm excited about, but I also know that if I was even more intentional about some things in that arena, then we would probably be at an even better place, right? And that's a conversation that my wife and I have had that we continue to work through that we're developing there, right? But maybe that's the case for you. I don't know. Maybe it's time to start, blocking off some time, creating some margin to invest time in the relationships that you know are suffering, but choosing to cultivate, fertilize, water, right? Give more time and attention to those relationships. It's going to give you more life. Maybe it's time to start that. Maybe it's time to start putting a boundary on your screen time. I don't know, right? Maybe that screen time is sucking the life out of you, all right? You're consuming too much content, right? You're watching too many Instagram reels. You're paying attention to too many Facebook posts. You're starting to compare yourself to too many people because you're on TikTok too much, right? Your screen time report is showing that you've been on there for hours and hours and hours. And what more could you get accomplished? What are some cool things that you could do if you weren't on your phone for 8, 10, 12 hours a day, right? Yeah, maybe that's you. I don't know. But what is it that you need to start doing? Maybe it's time to start putting some boundaries on relationships. I'm going to make sure that I start speaking up in this relationship. It's time to start sharing how I feel. It's time to start being proactive about having certain conversations with certain people because I no longer want to allow these relationships to make me feel the way they do. And in large part, this is happening because I'm allowing it to happen. So maybe it's time to start voicing my concerns, right? I'm just working through a number of illustrations in hopes that it'll ping you in some way to begin assessing and reflecting on where you're at. What was the forecast that I was projecting for this year? What are some things that I wanted to do? Now, granted, you've probably heard me say this before. If you've listened to any of my content, the one thing that you can always plan on is that things don't always go as planned. I'm not saying that by us choosing to stop doing something or to start doing something that magically, deliciously, our life is going to change overnight, right? That we're going to get back on track, that we're going to go from a zero to hero, that everything's going to be great and grand, right? I think that's the difficult thing about life is that we can either live life by design or we can live life by default. Either way, it's going to be challenging because life is life and things happen to us all. There's unexpected events. There's heartbreak, right? There's disappointment. There's joy and success and excitement and pleasure. And there's also pain. Right. There's also pain and seasons where we're lacking in certain areas and things are a little harder than others. So whether you live life by design or by default, life is going to present a number of challenges. But when we choose to live life by design, we are being proactive about making healthy choices to do things with some direction and directives. Right. We are deciding, and when you decide, you exhaust all other options to do things a particular way, right? So with that being said, the last thing here is, what is it that I need to keep doing? So, you know, don't beat yourself up too much if there's things that you need to stop doing. Don't beat yourself up too much if there's a number of things that you need to start doing that you're not doing. but also give yourself a pat on the back, right? If you know, man, you know what? I've actually been doing some things. I've been reading some scripture. I've been journaling with thoughts of gratitude. I've been getting some exercise. I've been picking up the phone and calling people that I love, that I admire, that I appreciate, and talking to them, right? When I think of them, I've been investing time in relationships that are helping me grow, helping me get better. I've invested in my personal growth, right? By listening to podcasts, watching YouTube videos, attending seminars, right? Or signing up for online e-courses. I've been eating healthier. I've been drinking more water, right? So whatever that is for you, I'll even use a little nice little application here on my podcast, Mike, and we'll give you an applause, right? and we'll cheer you on, right? What is it that you need to keep doing, right? That you've been doing that's helping you grow and get better? Continue to do that, my friend. Continue to work on that. You know, I'm so impressed by my wife and her ability to wake up on a consistent basis. Now, both of us, we take our fitness and health and overall well-being and active lifestyle. It's really important to us. And so we both work out on a consistent basis. But I have to be honest that Jayla, she's a go-getter. And there's a lot of times she works much harder than me in that department. Much of it has to do with her schedule, right? How she wants to set up her day. But she feels as if a solid morning routine that's going to get her moving in a positive direction is exercising, not just for her physical well-being, but also for her mental well-being, because her work is mentally and emotionally taxing, because being a social worker now, and I got to give my wife a shout out. She recently got her licensed clinical social worker, got that licensure under her belt, and now she represents the school district in the town that we live in, the county that we reside in, as the point person for mental health and social work services. And so I'm unbelievably proud of her. But something that she has done for a number of years now is consistently wake up and move her body, exercise. And it's become second nature, right? Because she's cultivated that habit. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, without her being on this episode, she would say that's something that she needs to keep doing, because it has yielded positive results, right? Time and time and time again, with, you know, the way she looks, the way she feels, right? The way that she is able to do her work, the way that she's able to bring her best self to our marriage and as a parent, right? And so what is it for you that you need to keep doing? I want to encourage you, friend, keep up the great work. And so I hope those three questions: what do I need to stop doing? What do I need to start doing? What do I need to keep doing, can help you assess and reflect here kind of in the middle of the year. Because for a lot of people, this may not be you, but for a lot of people, right, the public education calendar dictates a lot of the schedules of families in America, right? And so with that being said, we now have kind of, we're hitting this place where people are getting back into the rhythm of schools after maybe a crazy summer where parents, because of working full-time jobs, had to figure out childcare services, or they did some traveling, right? Things were kind of funky. Things kind of get a little crazy in the summer. And then a lot of times parents are ready for school to get back into session, because that's going to allow them to get back into the flow of their routine of the majority of the months throughout the year. So, you know, now this is an opportunity for a lot of adults to kind of take a deep breath and say to themselves, you know, and ask yourself, okay, what do I need to do to get back on track, get refocused, lock in? What do I need to be doing to better serve the people around me, set myself up for success, cultivate some healthy habits, finish the year strong, right, on a positive note, even if the first half of the year didn't really go as planned, right? Even if I didn't get the results that I wanted to get. Now, your value is not determined by your results, mind you. Just keep that in mind. I want to make sure that I let you know that your value isn't determined by your results, your accumulation, your achievement. I want to encourage you to let your value drive your activity, right? Let your value as a person, as a divine creation, of a living God, right? Let that value of someone who is loved, that Jesus went to the cross for, right? That gave up everything for you to give you an opportunity to be saved from your sins and live in communion with God, who loves you infinitely, right? Let that drive how you do what you do on a daily basis. Don't let the results determine your value. Let your value determine your activity, right? And so act according to your value, right? And who you are. So with that being said, I'm going to close down. I love you guys. I appreciate you being here. Remember, as always, I appreciate so much you listening to the podcast. If you have an opportunity to leave a review, please do that. Please, please, please do that. Share it. That's how we can get the word out about this podcast. But without, with all that being said, I'm just going to quit rambling and say what I normally say. And that's this. Don't just go through life, grow through life, my friend. And remember, everybody can encourage somebody, and that somebody is you. So I love you guys. I will catch you on the next podcast. And again, thanks so much for being here. Hey, thanks again for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode and you received some value, could you do me a favor and share it with a friend? If so, I really, really, really appreciate you helping me get the word out about this podcast. As a reminder, this is your place for a shot of encouragement, and my goal is to simply leave you better than I found you. So, my friend, I certainly hope that was the case for you today.